Welcome to the Art of Brilliance podcast. It's season 7, or it might even be season 8. I mean, who knows, and who cares? We stopped counting ages ago. This season, it's something fresh and uplifting, crammed into 5 minutes a week, every week for 52 weeks. Now, if you're thinking 5 minutes is easy, think again. Just imagine if my teacher could tell me the key messages in just 5 minutes, instead of talking all day long. Whoops, if you're listening, I love you, Miss Davis. That would leave me loads of extra time doing whatever I want. Anyway, that's me done, otherwise my intro will be longer than the actual podcast. The clock's ticking, 5 minutes and counting. Enjoy!
In your brain, you have approximately 100 billion dots. And these 100 billion dots are the very things that allow us to think, feel, react, speak, and so forth. Anyone know what they're called? Neurons. Hi, my name's Izzy and I'm an Art of Brilliance trainer. And no, don't worry, I'm not going to get super sciencey on you. If you've been listening to the pod for a while or had us come and deliver training in your school, uni or organisation, you'll know that we have no interest in using big fancy words or getting so deep into the science that nobody knows what we're talking about. However, understanding our brain and how it works on a simplistic level, at least, allows us to understand why we are the way we are, and thus how we can change how we are. Overcome by anxiety most days? It's due to the way you've been joining up your dot to dots in your mind. A serial overthinker or people pleaser? Once again, it's down to those pesky old neurons. So if you'll stay with me for just a couple of minutes more, I'm going to tell you everything you need to know about these fiery things and how you can rewire your very own brain without the need of surgery, therapy, or moving to an entirely different country. So get comfy, drop your tongue down from the roof of your mouth, open up your mind, and let's get cracking. Imagine that you're stood in the middle of a forest. Ahead of you is a path with bushes growing on either side, but enough space in between to walk easily. You have to watch your step as there is the occasional bramble that stretches over onto the path, and once in a while, a few loose rocks. But other than that, the path is clear, and it takes you no time at all to walk down it. On the right-hand side of the path, however, is thick vegetation, full of stinging nettles and brambles that make you shudder at the very thought of them. Without even contemplating an alternative route, you start following the path clearly paved out and complete your walk in no time at all without a single scratch. The next day, you head to the middle of the forest again and stand in the same spot. You contemplate the battle it would take to head into the bushes on the right-hand side and whether it would actually be possible to make it out of the other side alive. And you're right, no one in their right mind would choose the prickly, stingy, muddy route through the bushes. Everyone in their sane mind would pick the path already cleared. Why? Well, because it's quick, it's easy, and it's probably far more enjoyable. It's so quick, easy, and enjoyable, in fact, that we would take it without thinking twice. It's an automatic decision. And this is how your brain works. Full stop. When doing anything for the first time, the dots, aka neurons, in your brain create connections with each other. Think of dot to dots you used to do as a child. It's exactly the same. Your neurons connect with each other to create patterns. The very, very first time you do something, this pattern is so weak that it is likely that you will not remember when you do it a second time. So envision the dot to dot drawn with a pencil and very, very lightly. But the more you repeat the action, the stronger these connections get. We're talking dot to dots with Sharpies. And the stronger they get, the faster and quicker and easier the thing itself becomes. So say you're learning how to serve in tennis. The action, whilst once confusing and hard to remember, with enough practice becomes second nature. And you no longer have to think about how to do it because your brain has created such strong Sharpie-like connections that it becomes muscle memory. However, these neural connections do not stay super glue strong forever. If you live in Spain for a year and become pretty good at speaking the language, but then come home and don't speak a word of Spanish, in a fairly short amount of time, the neural connections that were formed when you learned the language will gradually fade away, a bit like leaving a painting out in the sun. So when we come back to the forest metaphor again, the easy path at one time or another was as overgrown and tricky to walk through as the bushes on the right-hand side. And so if you were to decide to shut off the main path and every single day walk or fight your way through the bushes on the right-hand side instead, then that area on the right-hand side would soon become the main path and the previous path that's been shut off would become overgrown. So, when we apply this to happiness and the science of flourishing, my question to you is, which route do you take more often? The negative one or the positive one? Both can be easy and both can be hard. It simply depends on which one you walk down more often. And the one you walk down the more often, the more automatic that frame of mind will be. So as you continue to listen to these Art of Brilliance podcasts, think of it as training in happiness and positivity. The more you practice taking the positive perspective, thinking feel-good thoughts, the more fluent in positivity you'll become.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Brilliance podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please tell the world. If you've hated it, I'm ever so sorry, and I hope your day improves. If you're interested in happiness and well-being, please check out our website, artofbrilliance.co.uk, where you'll find details of talks and workshops that we offer, and you can browse our little shop of happiness for books, posters, and even t-shirts. Until next time, bye!